The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hey. Here we are, sweaty and pissed, with Liam Morgan, comedian, and
Taryn Nickel, nurse practitioner. Sweaty and pissed, menopause, and more. We do the more part, too.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to do the more part
that can,
today.
That can be otters. That can be... I was just in Orlando, Tampa, and Naples, and Portland, Oregon, and women... Somebody on the meet and greet said, oh my gosh, I love the one about the otters. And that was otters in what? Colonoscopy? Or was it... bladder or food poisoning and otter. So thank you so much for everybody out there listening. And
only Leanne can link those two things.
Well, I do wish I had an otter, but anyway, I have been out on the road and people have said, tell Karen we love her.
Oh,
I know.
I love them.
I know, and you would love them in person.
Oh, I know. I should just go with you sometime and hang out backstage and peek from behind the
wings. It's unbelievable. I've got the best fans, and they're people that you doctor all every day, and they're fun, and they got a crossbody on. Throw their purse in there. They want to have a good time. Good friends. You can tell it'll be a bunch of friends together, a bunch of sisters together. They bring their little elderly mama. They bring their daughter. I mean,
that's awesome.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling. I don't even feel like I deserve it. Oh. And I want to say thank you to Pookie for the tea towel in Naples, Florida.
Thank you, Pookie.
And thank you, Captain Brian, for the bottle of gin.
Captain
I wrapped
Brian.
It in some dirty panties and brought it home. Well. And it made it. It did not break. So... Thank y'all, everybody, for all the...
That's where granny panties really
pay. Oh, yeah, they
off.
Do. Big
nice
panties.
Nice and big. You can wrap a bottle of gin in them.
Yes, which, can I say, by the way, by the time this comes out, my tour will have been announced. It's 17 cities.
Wow.
In the United States between June and November, and it's called the Big Panty Tour. And so get your tickets. They'll be in a city. I'll be in a city near you somewhere. I'll be all over the United States. 17 cities.
Get your tickets so you can get your merchandise, including, I'm sure, panties of some sort.
We're working on some big panties, and we hope to build the Big Panty Nation. We want everybody to join the Big Panty Nation. And you know what Big Panty says to me? A good time. I'm comfortable. Yep. I'm comfortable with who I am.
Yep.
Girl, I don't care if you, I hope you're comfortable with who you are. Let's all have a good time. Put on our big panties.
Mm-hmm.
And laugh.
I love it.
Thank you, my darling.
You're welcome. Well, you know, you have an upcoming show here in Knoxville in May.
Yeah. Mother's
Day weekend. And they booked the theater for one show, which mm-hmm. sold out in like 38 seconds. And then they added a second show, which sold out in 15 minutes. And then they added a third show, which sold out in 15 minutes. I know because my patients are saying, I tried to get a ticket to Leanne. They're saying to me like I can get them a ticket. I'm like, I can't get you a ticket. Sorry. but three shows.
I know. We were floored.
You all need to do it in a bigger venue next time.
Well, and I thought that one might sell out that quick because, you know, it's just a lot going on and people have been so good to me. And but I didn't think three would. And I'm sorry if people didn't get tickets. I'm sorry. But I have had, you can't even believe, notes in the mailbox. I don't even, people saying, oh, something must be wrong with the Ticketmaster, and it really wasn't. And it was just they sold out that quick.
Yeah,
and we
out.
Just weren't expecting that. So
yeah.
Thank you to everybody. Good. I know we're thrilled. You're going to have to put me on IV on the weekend of Mother's, you okay. know, we're going to have to run an IV in the back,
we'll get
a
it.
Vitamin C or something.
Will you come out on stage with an IV pole?
IV pole, because I'm going to do three shows. One on Friday night, two on Saturday.
I'll be backstage taking care of you.
Thank
That'll
you.
Be my gig.
Thank you. I'm kind of worried about it. I mean, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. But, you know, I'm going to be all over the United States before that. and after that. But anyway, it's all a blessing.
I know.
It's a blessing from heaven. I feel like.
This is what you've worked for.
It has.
This is your 25-year overnight success story.
Yeah. 20 years. Well, in 20 years ago, I was getting paid with like a plate of cafeteria food. But anyway, I do feel like I'm at the county fair. And you know those ducks that are, and a winner?
Yeah.
I feel like, I really and truly feel like God has plucked me like a little duck out of the county fair and said, hey, girl.
Turned you over, looked at your big panties.
Well, and he's saying, I'm going to give this to you, this gift.
Yeah.
And you know, my children are grown, and I look back on my career, and I've had television deals with major networks, and they didn't make it, and I'd get in a deep depression and take to the bed, and... And then I look back on it and I think, well, God had a plan because I didn't need to raise children in L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, they wouldn't have become who they are today.
Right.
They wouldn't. And I've gotten to raise my children. I've got to be with them. If I had done a sitcom, I wouldn't have been able to raise my own children.
Yeah.
And Chuck doesn't have the patience. and he teaches math in a real mean way. And so... I don't teach math at all. I just hired a tutor. But I think back on it, and wow, what a difference. I mean, at this time in my life that I can enjoy them, mm-hmm. and they're grown, and I know they're okay, and they're taking care of themselves, and I can go do this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
So good.
Thank you.
So today, speaking of all your traveling,
air travel,
we're going to talk about, since it's a timely subject, coronavirus.
Yeah, that'll be a good segue from a blessing.
Yes. Well, the blessing is you and I and Forrest do not have the coronavirus.
Oh, praise God.
Yep. So coronavirus there are all kinds of strains of coronavirus that are out and about, and we've had for a long time, and cause a common cold. This is what we call a novel coronavirus. It's a new virus, and they have named it COVID-19, which stands for Coronavirus Infectious Disease 2019. And I think there's been a lot of fear about it because it is new, and we're not exactly sure how it's transmitted and not sure how to treat it, don't know how to treat it, don't have a vaccine for it yet, don't have testing that's readily available in the United States, I'm sure elsewhere, but in the United States, the testing process is not very expeditious. We have to contact CDC if we have someone we suspect has coronavirus. We have to contact the CDC to be able to get testing. So it's not a test that we have in our offices right now. So coronavirus obviously is a virus, and it's called a coronavirus because its structure is ring-like. It's a ring-like structure, so it looks like a crown. And I'm sure by now most people know that it started in China in Hubei province, and they're about 80,000 at this date when we're recording. They have about 80,000 people who've been infected worldwide, and we're seeing it in more and more countries. I think they said now 56 countries have positive coronavirus patients. And and we had our first coronavirus patient in California the other day, whom they could not connect travel, you know, the mm-hmm. infection via travel or mm-hmm. exposure to someone who'd been.
And I was in a hotel room, hysterical. I've told you that. I saw that and thought, oh, dear Lord. Okay.
So it makes it a little more difficult for if we don't have a test to determine if that person is likely to have the coronavirus, because a lot of that is based on history. You know, if you know someone who's traveled to that area in China or South Korea, now we have quite a few cases in South Korea, that history helps guide you in terms of diagnosis. And so we do not have that. It once it turns into a community acquired virus. Interestingly, children don't seem to be as affected, and they theorize that that's because children get a lot of common colds, and a lot of them are coronavirus strains. And just by having had those strains, it gives them some protection. We probably have all had those common colds, but at age 60, those antibodies are not as potent in terms of fighting off the virus. So it is a lower respiratory infection. It attaches to ACE receptors in the lung. And so we tend not to have the upper respiratory symptoms with that: runny nose, sore throat, ear problems. They tend to be lower respiratory symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, feeling achy, sort of the typical virus, the systemic virus symptoms of achiness, fatigue, but predominantly cough and shortness of breath. And the people who are most susceptible are older people, certainly people who have more compromised immune system. Anyone over 65, that immune system is more compromised than people younger than 65. In China, they've seen mostly the largest population who have contracted the virus and have had higher mortality rates are men, and men basically age 30 and up. And they are seeing fewer rates in women, and they think that's predominantly because more men smoke, like 80% of Chinese men smoke and 2% or something of women smoke.
Really?
So most of the, men who have smoked that long have some level of pulmonary compromise, like COPD, emphysema. And so when your lungs are not healthy, you're obviously more susceptible to serious side effects from the virus. So so the thing that causes mortality is that the lungs fail, and then we end up with end organ failure. So the thing that's concerning about it, we talk about the flu, and we get the flu every year. We have a flu strain that comes through, or more than one strain, and we do have up to 50,000-60,000 people die a year in the United States of the flu. But the percentage of cases are pretty low in terms of mortality. So, for instance, last year in Tennessee, 2018. Well, really, 2 years ago, 2018. What did I say? 20 out of 100,000 cases, 20 people died of the flu in Tennessee. So that's 0.2% of the population died from the flu in 2018. The coronavirus, COVID-19, 2.5% of people are dying from the virus. So 2,500 people versus 20 are dying out of 200,000, out of 100,000 people infected.
All right, let me ask you this. So when this first hit, I remember Dr. Oz and people like that on Today's Show and all that were saying, people ought to be worried about the flu. The flu is what we need to be worried about. This is going to overshadow the flu, and then people are not going to take care of themselves with the flu, and then we're going to have problems from that. So they acted like this isn't a big deal. This isn't going to be anything because the flu is what. So now,
well, we should worry about the flu. And I have to say, when I have patients who are coming in saying, I'm worried about the coronavirus, and I say, well, why don't we give you a flu vaccine today? Well, I don't want the flu vaccine. Wait a minute. You're worried about the coronavirus.
You're not living in Wuhan. Okay.
So we do need to be concerned about the flu because even though it's a low mortality rate, because there's so many cases annually of the flu, we have higher numbers of people dying from the flu.
Okay, can I ask you real quick, mm-hmm. how much longer do we have a flu season, do you think?
You know, what I see in my office is that it is definitely slowing down. We're seeing fewer cases now. So, you know, likely, typically by end of March, into April, we've seen the worst of it. Yeah. I mean, we still see flu in the summer, strangely enough, but that's a rare case just now and again. But so the peak has, at least in our area, has already come and gone.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah. But I'm going to Missouri this weekend. So so different pockets of the United States still have their peak to come.
Well, I think it overall, it tends to be about the same.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the flu season tends to be about December to March.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, so it's not helpful to be fearful about the coronavirus, but we do need to be careful and be prepared. So, that they feel the main transmission, or they have determined the main transmission, is like we transmit the flu, it through droplets when somebody coughs right on you, or if they've touched a surface and then you touch it and then touch your nose or mouth or eyes. So from surfaces and from direct air droplets.
Yeah, like somebody, airplanes somebody escalators.
Exactly.
Yeah, everywhere I am.
Exactly.
I carry a bunch of Clorox wipes with me. And
yeah, so, you know, yeah. So you want to, and in terms of how contagious it is, they think it's about as contagious as the flu. It's not as contagious as something like the measles, but about as contagious as the flu. And so, same with the flu, your best prevention is really good hand washing, really good hand washing, and using soap and warm water and scrubbing between your fingers, the backs of your hands, you know, and they
sing happy birthday.
Yes, 20 seconds is the recommended time to, and that's a long time. I mean, when I'm in a public restroom and I watch people wash their hands, I mean, literally, it's like 2 seconds people spend washing their hands. I'm like 10 people will come and go while I'm
I know. I need to do better. I'm glad we send this. I need to do better.
Yeah, because 20 seconds, although it feels long out of your whole day, is not a long time. So you want to wash your hands. You know, if you can, avoid big crowds. That is helpful. I want to say what else we can.
Okay, I was listening. I was riding down the road, driving from, I don't know, Tampa to Orlando to Naples somewhere, and I was listening to NPR. Mm-hmm. And someone came on and said that bleach or Clorox takes 24, it kills it in 24 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Sunlight will kill it in 2 seconds. And that's why they're thinking it could be better during the summer.
Well, you know, those exactly, and that's why there are all those UV light devices that kill bacteria and viruses. Have you seen those? Yeah.
I
mean, that might be something to travel with.
What is it?
It's actually just a UV light that you can run over surfaces to kill bacteria so it does, and viruses, because it does the same thing that sunlight does. So also make sure to obviously avoid people who, you know, are sick, if you can. If they're living in your home, maybe you can have them stay in a separate bedroom or something. But, you know, avoid contact with people who are already sick. If you don't have access to a sink or water and soap, you can use hand sanitizers that have to, I think they have to be more than 60% alcohol. And, you know, when you're out and about, you know, try not to touch doorknobs, use your sleeve. I
try to do that.
When I press elevator buttons, I always use my knuckle. I don't press with my finger. Things like that, where you're just not putting, you know, using your hands all the time to touching all these surfaces. So, and then there's the other piece of not only prevention, but preparation. Because it is possible, because it is a new virus, and there are some things that we don't have in place, including treatment and vaccines, that quarantining may be required in certain communities. So one thing to think about is, what would you do? How would you function and live if you had to stay home for a month, let's say? You know, do you have enough food? Do you have a, you know, can you do your work from home? Can you, I mean, it just,
not. Is that why they're worried about the global economy? Is that mm-hmm. why they're, mm-hmm. that's why they're
because
so
of
freaked
quarantining.
Out.
Yeah. Not okay. because of death rates, but because they're going to require people to be quarantined, because we don't, again, we don't know exactly how it's spread, all mechanisms of how it's spread. So that's why they quarantine people for 14 days, which is the incubation period. So that's just something to be conscious of, is not that you have to go crazy and build a underground
bunker.
Yeah.
And have a big vat of rice.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I love rice.
But you just might think, what happened? How would I function if I had to stay home for a month?
Well, Chunk does not say very many words during the day, so I guess they'd find me running down the road with my bra on the outside of my clothes. I'd have to hire somebody to come and talk to me. Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to think about. You know, instead of visiting with people, maybe you can do FaceTime or Skype.
So they're thinking this could, all right, let me ask you this. So, you know, years ago, my kids were in school, in elementary school. I went on a field trip with a man who's a doctor here in Knoxville, who is over, I don't know what his title was, I've forgotten, but he's a physician, mm-hmm. and he's over, like, if something goes down in this area, mm-hmm. he's over, triage.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes... Oh, I'm on this film tram. He said, this was when bird flu.
Mm-mm.
And he goes, it's not if, it's when. So I'm on this whole field trip with him telling me these horrible statistics. Oh, and he goes, okay, where our kids go to school, that's a triage. The icearium where there's hockey is going to be where the bodies go because that's on ice. I was like, what the? And so... And then he started telling me what was in hot dogs. By the time I got off that field trip, I was on my knees praying to Jesus, just take all of us now. And he's a big deal. So he thought the bird flu was going to kill everybody and there was going to be dead bodies on
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, yeah.
So could it be something like that where everybody's freaked out, but it's not going to hit us?
Yeah, it very well could be.
Oh,
yeah, so that's why I'm saying it, rather than being fearful, you know, be prepared and just be smart about mm-hmm. how to stay well. And certainly stress to your children, your family and friends that if you see somebody who's a Chinese American, don't assume that they're going to have the coronavirus because they're Chinese. I mean, we don't want to get into discriminatory type behaviors because this originated in China, and unfortunately that's already happening in this country. But you know,
it's probably happening in every country.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are doing people that way.
Yeah, so yeah, but you know, they're working on, they're trying some antivirals now, different antivirals, testing those to see if people respond. They're working on a vaccine, but because of the stringent requirements by the FDA in terms of testing, research and development testing of the of a new vaccine, it's going to be at least a year before we have a vaccine, and if they are able to develop one, and might be sooner for a medication treatment. So remember, too, to protect other people. Do not cough and sneeze into your hands, because then you'll be touching things and spreading whatever you've got everywhere. Cough into your sleeve or into a handkerchief or something that where you won't easily spread it to other surfaces. So
it'll be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. So everybody, when you go see Leanne for your for her performances,
bring some hand sanitizer yeah. with you. I'll squirt on me. You squirt on you.
Yeah. And if there's a meet and greet after, don't be hugging on her.
I'll try not to kiss y'all in the mouth. I may have to straddle a few. But we really probably do need to watch it, you know, just to keep each other safe.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all have been so precious to me. Oh, goodness. Thank y'all so much for coming out and seeing me. Mm-hmm. I want to cry. And I can't because I got to be funny. Okay. So, all right. So, and I think this, what? I heard this on the radio this morning, our local radio here in Knoxville, that a guy been on that show before that does financial planning. And he said, he was talking about the panic on the stock market and all that. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, probably don't, these news outlets, all of them, mm-hmm. are trying to sensationalize everything. Mm-hmm. So that you watch, so that they get advertisers, so that they make more money. So keep that in mind, because, you know, I was in a hotel room for 4 days and was in a fetal position. But it's because I'm sitting there watching that, and everybody's just coming out with a bunch of stuff, and some of it's, you know, it's not, we don't need to get in a panic.
No, just be prepared.
Yeah, watch Real Housewives instead. That's enough to watch somebody snatch somebody's wig off.
My only regret in all this is that I didn't think to buy Clorox stock before.
Oh.
As soon as this came out. Because that's the only stock going up, I think, right now.
Is because everybody's buying all the Clorox?
Yes.
What are people doing? Is just spraying Clorox at each other?
I don't know.
I think I've got some at home. I hope I do.
Well, probably, you know, Clorox wipes. That's probably what a lot of people use. So.
Oh, I use them every day. And I wasn't until the flu season, and I've been using them. But I wiped down the everything around me, and I've stayed well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, all right. Is that it for this smarty pants?
Yes, we're gonna. Okay. Everybody, be safe, be smart, and we all will see you next time.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Sweaty and pissed.